Unit 5. Review. Exercise 7.
If you had to name three life-changing medical discoveries, which would you choose, Dr. Clark?
That's a tough one. There have been so many over the last century. Well, my number one would have to be the discovery of penicillin by Alexander Fleming in 1928. That led to the development of all the antibiotics we use today. Antibiotics became widely available in the 1940s. Before penicillin, if you had, say, cut your finger and it became infected, you would have had two choices: death or having your finger cut off.
Is it true that some diseases are now becoming resistant to antibiotics?
Yes, and if we don't develop new antibiotics, these will become deadly again.
What's your second choice?
Vaccination. The first vaccine was made in 1796 by an English doctor called Edward Jenner. It was a vaccine against smallpox, a terrible disease which killed about 30 million people in the 20th century. There's no cure for smallpox, but thanks to the vaccine, the disease no longer exists in the world. Jenner's discovery led to the development of many other vaccines, which save billions of lives today. If we didn't have vaccines, millions of people would die from common diseases.
There's concern these days because people in rich countries are refusing vaccinations.
Yes. One reason is that they have never known these deadly diseases. They don't realise how lucky they are.
Now, number three.
My number three is a medical technique, not a discovery. It's the use of anaesthetics to make people sleep and not feel pain during surgery. In the past, people used herbs for this, but they were not very effective. The pain during operations was terrible. Many people died from pain. This changed in the middle of the 1800s.
Yes, it's horrible to imagine what surgery was like before anaesthetics existed. Do you think that people now...